Hi. So you're rather a unique situation for me in two ways. First of all, although I've spoken in front of hundreds of groups like this in the UK, in both in England and Wales, this is the first time I've spoken publicly in Australia. And also, I've never ever used voice magnification, even though I was a lecturer, and it was my job, and I used to speak in large lecture rooms, so anything up to 100 students. We never used amplification. We had to train our voices so that we could be clearly heard everywhere. All right, now this morning I want to speak about the subject is not what I believe, but why I believe it. What's the basis of my belief? The foundations. Before we left England, we built a house. And when we built that house, we were building on very dodgy ground. It was clay with the oak trees around. And anybody knows anything about building, it's the worst possible combination. Now what we did, we drilled holes very deep, and then we filled them up with reinforced concrete. Piles, in other words. And then round there, we built a reinforced concrete beam all the way round. Now that house will still be standing on those foundations in 100 years' time. It will not move. Now this I've taken as the example of how we as Christians should build our life. Jesus gave us the instructions quite clearly in Luke's Gospel. I just read that. In chapter 6 and verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug deep down and laid the foundations on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who builds his house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Now, in a way, this morning, my talk is really my own journey through life, how I dealt with this. And I think I'm well qualified to speak because I've been journeying now for 60 years as a born-again Christian. It's an amazing adventure, isn't it, to be a Christian? I never dreamt 60 years ago when the Lord called me that 60 years later, at the age of 81, I would still be preaching the gospel. But not in the land where he called me, but on the other side of the world. It's a wonderful privilege. That Christian life is exciting, isn't it? It should be. But now, I want to carry on now, and I want to talk. Now, first of all, I'm going to split my talk into two sections. The first half, I want to explain exactly what we mean by belief, so that we thoroughly understand it. So really, in the first half, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take everything apart. Go right down to the foundations. But in the second half, I'm going to show you how I built my house on the solid rock. So that I can say now that I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he will keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. They were the words of Paul. And going back, that was 2,000 years ago, and 4,000 years ago, Job said, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and one day he will stand on the earth. And even though worms will eat this flesh of mine, yet I will see God. It's absolute certainty. Now, I look around now today at Christians, and I see so much doubt and uncertainty, and it's totally unnecessary. Our belief is absolutely sure, just like the first disciples were. But I want to prove that later on. But before I do that, I want to go into a number of belief systems. I want to show you what they really are, what the basis is, how I would examine them myself, and how I dealt with them. And I could have chosen quite a number, different religions and such like, but for the first one, I've chosen the Islamic belief, the Islamic religion. The reason being that it's the easiest of all of them to take apart and show you what the foundations really are. And also, of course, it's a religion that's causing so much trouble now around the world. There are 1,300 million people on this earth who follow the Islamic beliefs. That's more than a fifth of the world's population. But what is that belief? What are their foundations? Now, what I'm applying to them, you can apply to any religion, and, now this is the thing, also to your own beliefs. What you do to them, be honest. You've got to, and this, I believe, is the reason why people sheer off from this, because they're not too sure of themselves. They're afraid it might be turned back on them. Now, where did the Islamic belief, where did it all start? It started 1,400 years ago with a man named Muhammad. Now, he claimed that he had voices from God. There's a lot of, we're not quite certain, there's a bit of confusion exactly what it was. Some say he heard direct from God, some say that the angel Gabriel spoke to him, and others even say that he had sheets of literature which was given to him. But whatever, it doesn't matter. The whole thing revolves upon what one man believed. There is absolutely no proof whatsoever that this is true. No way of checking it whatsoever. And from what he believed and what the over the years, what he said he heard from God, these were all written down eventually in a book called the Quran. Now, he himself, he probably wrote it himself because they reckoned he was illiterate. It was his followers after him wrote this book. And all their beliefs and everything they do is based on that. Now then, how solid is that? One man, one idea. He said he was a prophet of God. You can't prove it. There's no proof whatsoever. He was by himself. The Quran. It was written by him himself. Now, I want you to follow this carefully because I'm going to do the same thing to the Bible when we come later on. No proof whatsoever on it. However you do it, if you try and examine it, if you take it in details, it's just like trying to get hold of a cloud. There's nothing in it. You can't check it. You can't prove it any way whatsoever. But there's 1,300 million people who believe implicitly that this is the word of God. Well, where's the proof? And they follow exactly what it says, which is one man said. They pray five times a day. Have you ever seen them on TV? As they bow, they've got several positions they have to take. They go to... they say they have to go to this the Mecca once a year. All kinds of things they have to do. But what is that based on? Just on what one man believed that God told them. There's no proof. There's no way you can check whatsoever. That is not solid belief. And see what they do. What this drives them to. Now, this is... I don't believe as Christians we should ever attack these people like some people are doing. I do not hold with what the Catch the Fire are doing. I do not think they're doing it the right way. In our garden, when we took over our land, it was smothered in blackberries. And we had no end of trouble getting rid of them. We very soon found out it's no good cutting the tops off. Because what happens, the roots just grow stronger and they come up worse than that. What you've got to do, you've got to deal with the roots. And that is what we should be doing now. We should be looking at these people, whoever they are, wherever they are, not with hate. There's no point in hating. Christians, that shouldn't be in our vocabulary at all. We do not. We hate sin, but you do not hate people. Remember, all of them, for God so loved the world. We are all included, and so are they. And they're all precious to God. But how we should look at them with great compassion. And you think of those people, the ones that drove those bombers into the Twin Towers. There shouldn't be hate there. Look at, why did they do it, you think? What was this that possessed them to do it? And the ones in London, on the Underground Railway, what possessed these people? There should be compassion there and understanding. Not trying to understand their religion, as some people try to do, but understand the fact what their delusion they're under. Now, do you understand what I'm getting at here? We must get our foundations right. We must, what we believe, we've got to be sure of. The world, you say, look, how gullible are these people? But the world is full of gullible people. Now, the problem is, are we gullible in believing that the Bible is the Word of God? And this is what I'm going to answer right at the end there. This is where I'm going to start putting all things together and show you my way I did it.